Greeting friends, today we come to an important chapter, canteen management. It is a very subjective matter and it affects a lot. So let's look at what's there in this chapter. In any factory where you work, right, there are a lot of people who clock in 8 hours. Okay, when they clock in 8 hours, then definitely they need to be given some nourishment in terms like food. Now, if they are working 8 hours in a premises, factory or office, and ideally they say they would be spending something like at least 1 hour of travel one way. So that's 2 hours plus 8 hours, that's 10 hours away from home. Then definitely you need to have some thing wherein they can have some food. Right, and let's look at what are the different aspects of canteen management, what the law prescribes and what needs to be done. Right, now that is what we are saying. In an ideal situation, okay, you will spend at least 10 hours away from home. Okay, then what are you going to do for 10 hours? Right, some people will definitely carry some tiffin, but for it to make them much more easier, it is necessary that you have catering unit on the premises. Now, what does the law prescribe? Okay, as per the Factories Act, if you have more than 250 employees, right, then you need to have a canteen facility. Okay, that is what the law says, but it is up to any establishment. If you have even less than 250 employees, right, and it, this can be an added advantage, this can be a way by which you attract better workforce. There are many other ways, by providing transport services, but definitely food, if it is provided on the premises, then it is a major plus point for any organization to attract better talent. Now, we say the act, so we had mentioned earlier that there is a Factories Act which was established in 1948. It was revised in 1976, plus there are many amendments from time to time, but this is what it says in section 46 of the act, that for the use of workers, a canteen or canteens shall be provided and maintained by the occupier in a factory when more than 250 workers are ordinarily employed. Right, there is a Maharashtra Factories Rules, chapter 79 is also more elaborate on canteens. Right, now there are other chapters which talks about the dining hall, equipment, prices, accounts, managing committee, foodstuffs, and there are all these chapters which talk about what is prescribed and laid down by the law. It's very detailed. Okay, and it is very in a very complex language, but it is easy to understand. What we are trying to cover here is the general aspects of canteen management, which will more or less cover all and everything that is mentioned from in these chapters. Right, now what is the administrative setup? Definitely there will be a canteen committee, there is a canteen manager and canteen personnel. Canteen committee will be a mix of workers and management, and definitely you need to have a good mix. There will be a person who acts as a facilitator between the ground personnel of canteen, he is the canteen manager. Now, line structure and line and staff pattern. There are two types of authority relationship that are basically there in food services. Okay, our line and line staff relationship. Now, when we look at the line structure, okay, each individual is responsible to the person ranking above him on the structural pattern. Okay, and the same thing is upward as well as the same thing is downward. Okay, in line and staff pattern, there are different people who have different expertise at various level, and then they advise people along the line structure. Right, the expertise of the staff is utilized to maximize the efficiency of the line personnel to utmost. If you remember, in the very first chapter, we had scalar organization, wherein we said that person at this point can talk to person at this point, he can also talk to person at this point, he can also talk to person at this point. Similarly, person at this point can also talk somewhere here, here, or this level. If you are considering this as a 6-level structure, so that's a scalar organization, right? So here we are talking about the simple line structure and in the line and staff pattern, right? Now we said canteen committee, right? Representation of management, representative of employees, and representative of members of canteen staff. So that means there are people from different levels within the organization, and they can work in collaboration to ensure that the canteen functions to its utmost efficiency and capacity. Now, what we have seen, a non-interference policy is observed, right? So that the decision-making process is very, very much in the hands of the industrial canteen, okay? So what happens is that the canteen manager or the canteen contractor becomes the sole administrator, okay? This is a very closed way of working, so that in some organization it works better. It is not necessary that this way of management can work in all organization, okay? Now the canteen committee decides, okay, what has to be purchased for and how much of provisions has to be made, what is the mode of procuring, okay? The decision is also made about the menu, right? The canteen committee decides if it is going to be only veg, if it is going to be non-veg, if it's veg, non-veg, what is the composition, how many, say, chapatis you'll have, whether you'll have puris or parothas, whether you'll have plain rice, whether you'll have dry vegetable, gravy and all that stuff, okay? And it is necessary that the canteen committee certifies the food, okay? And it is done on a regular basis, so that there is clear control on what has been planned and what has been provided. Now in this chart which we had seen earlier, the canteen manager is the most important link between the committee and the canteen personnel. So let's look at what the canteen manager is supposed to do, right? So as it was very clear in the staff, he is the facilitator between the high level administrator or the policy makers and the person who actually delivers on the ground, that is the canteen staff, right? And he will, if there are any issues from the identified by the administrators, he will convey it down the line, right? Similarly, if there are some challenges faced by the canteen personnel, then he will communicate up to administration, right? So his position as a manager is very, very, very important. Now let's look at what he's required to do. The administrative or the canteen committee will decide upon the what provisions and what needs to be by menu and everything. Now what is he supposed to do? In order to perform the duties as per the guidelines set by the administrative committee, he will look after the purchases which are to be made. He will ensure that the quality and quantity are right. He will discuss, decide, collaborate when and where to make the service purchases, right? He will make certain decisions about the rates which have to get approved when finalizing the procedure of making purchase of the different aspects required in the canteen, right? Grains, fruits, and other items required for the food, right? Now the physical feature determined by the canteen manager, such as the item of furniture, different fixtures, seating arrangement, space management, store, kitchen and service, he can also find out ways to optimize the canteen. he can keep staggered lunch. That is, if there are 150 employees, there is 50 seating capacity. He ensures that the break is from 11 to 1, 1 to 2, or whatever, vice versa, however it feels. So he has a lot of other aspects of managing the canteen. Or it could be a simple straight break for all 150 employees, and they can utilize the canteen and its services. Okay, he has to carry a lot of tasks, right? His task, if there is breakfast provided at the canteen, there is lunch and there is evening snacks, or whatever, there are different nourishments provided during the shift, which could be 8 hours, right? And 5 days a week, 6 days a week, he has a lot of things to do. He has to ensure that all the provisions are there as per the menu planned for the week or for the month, right? He has to do it on a day-to-day basis. He has to ensure where is the provision kept, whether the canteen is clean, the seats are proper, the crockery, cutlery and everything is in place. So those are one of the many basic functions which administratively the canteen manager is responsible for. Now, he also has to ensure the canteen personnel or the canteen staff, okay, who is the end or the performer here, okay, does job as per required, okay. So different cadres make the canteen personnel. So let's look at what are the different cadres of the canteen personnel and what and how they are supposed to perform. Like in the kitchen, there are cooks, right? There are assistant cooks, tea coffee maker, dishwasher, cleaners, and there are people who are required to peel, clean, all these things. Then there are in the service area, there are captain, waiters, utility workers, helpers, cleaners. So what we were talking about, the canteen personnel, as a simple block, it is not that easy. There are different roles and responsibilities which are divided between them, right? So that is what this slide talks about. Okay, then also apart from this, if it is a fully paid or it is subsidized or it is paid by the employee, then definitely you will have cashier in check, the clerk, the accountant, okay, if the reception, okay, the other maid who have to perform other duties like, you know, clearing the plates and all that stuff, ensuring that the table is cleaned after people have their meals. Now, the administration, the management and the actual performance thus makes the three-tier pattern of administrative setup of the canteen. So, at the top we had the canteen committee, then we had the canteen manager, then the canteen personnel, which were further subdivided into cooks, assistants, servers, peelers, cleaners, waiters, then also cashiers and all that stuff, right? So, there it is not as easy as it seems, but it is very complicated, right? So, a canteen manager has to, on a day-to-day basis, ensure that all these other aspects of canteen personnel perform to the best of their ability, okay? And the store is adequately stocked, the kitchen is good and functioning, the service area is nice and clean. Now, what are the records which the canteen manager has to maintain? Now, the records are like the stock register, attendance register of the canteen personnel, the leave register, the menu sheets, the signed off menu sheets, what all stuff were procured, what was the cost of that, you know, the stock register, wherein you keep a track of consumables, non-consumables and everything. Apart from that, if you have a self-pay lunch, which is not sponsored by the company, then you will have to keep a track of the sale, the purchase register, the sale register, cost register, typically all financial transaction, right? Suppose if you are running a canteen, so it's like one business unit, right? So how much was the cost of the material procured? What was the product produced? Like to give you a simple example, if you have if you need 50 kgs of rice every day, right? So how much was bought? how much was made, how much was sold, whatever, did you recover the cost of not only the raw material but also the fuel required to cook the rice, the salaries of all the canteen personnel, okay, and the cost of crockery and cutlery, everything. So that purchase register, sale register, cost register. So cost register will help you identify what should be the price of the menu. Now let's look at a very good canteen project which was done at Bosch. Okay, so this is a good example wherein the canteen manager, apart from doing all these responsibilities which we have mentioned here, right, everything, right, so he had done little out of the way of exactly what was required here, right, and apart from doing all these things there was something done, right. Let's look at this example and try to identify what was done here. Now let's look at the situation which was. In Bosch, lunch was given free of cost to worker. The factory had 3,100 employees and they were served with puris for their lunch, right. Now there were 17 canteen people engaged in preparing and frying puris. Every day 3.5 tins of oil were consumed for frying puris. 145 kg of atta was consumed every day. After frying puris, 2 tins of oils was wasted every week, right, because there is a level by at which you can reuse the oil, right. You can't keep the same oil and keep heating it up on a day to day basis. Hence the food was becoming rather expensive. Now how do you come to know all this? If you are doing this, if the canteen manager keeps a proper record, purchase register, sale register and cost register, if you have this all in record, then you can come up with this calculation, right. So, and there were many people who were complaining that having oiled this puri, fried puris, we are having a lot of health issues, okay, and they used to, or whatever, you know, cholesterol or whatever, whatever, and they said that we wanted chapatis instead of puris. Now this was a task, right. Now to shift from puris to chapatis, that means he has to completely rework his operational cost or operational model. So then he had to relook at all these canteen personnel, right, right, people in kitchen, who will do what, all these had to be reworked, right. So let's go back to the example. So the canteen manager identified the situation and came up with a plan to reduce the food cost. So he trained his 17 people for production workers job and transferred them to the workshop. He subcontracted the chapati making to a local contractor, right. So he outsourced it. Remember, we had earlier seen in two examples of security as well as housekeeping that if you have your in-house staff and if you take them away from doing a job which not is their core competency, that can be used to enhance efficiency or production of your core work. So he did the smart thing of subcontracting it. Here also he used the outsourcing model to a local contractor. Now what happened because of this? With this he achieved savings, 17 workers, 3.5 tins of oil per day, wastage of 2 tins of oils every week, and workers' morals improved, health of the workers improved, and they became very happy. So as I said, is that definitely you can see a cost here, you can see a cost here, but the cost or the tangible benefit, untangible benefit of 17 workers plus the HR aspects which you achieved from improvising the health of the workers, and they also felt better that the management listened to them and has changed the way of working, which is complete, which cannot be quantified in money, right. So looking at all of this, it was more beneficial, and doing this, definitely it required a good dialogue within this structure which we had seen earlier. Management, canteen manager, employees and the canteen staff. So for this function to work better, and it was very clearly shown with the example of Bosch, there has to be communication between two blocks, and they have to collectively work together to come up with a function or with the mode of operation which happens better, right? So hopefully this canting management topic was very interesting and you learnt a lot from this. You learnt collaboration, you learnt why it is necessary to maintain certain documents, register, and how they can help you better in working in a more efficient and a productive manner. Thank you, friends. Have a nice day. Take care.